9th, 2024. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Here.
Mr. Ringstad? Mr. Marnie?
I'm here.
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
Mayor Prus?
Here. Would you please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance?
As we approach the anniversary of the terrorist attack on U.S. soil, we bow our heads together in remembrance of those who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, and we express gratitude for all those who risked their lives to save others on that tragic day. May we honor their sacrifices by committing to serve our community with compassion and kindness and never taking our freedoms for granted. Amen.
Amen. Deputy Chief, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Are there any ceremonial matters this evening?
No, there are not.
We are at Citizens Comments, oral communications to the City Council on any item pertaining to city business that is not up for public hearing. The total comment period is 30 minutes and testimony is limited to 3 minutes. Any person wishing to speak needs to sign up on the list located in the hallway. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than to any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
First up, we have Victor Booberge. Mr. Booberge. Please come up, state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. Victor Hoover. And my name, address, and phone number and everything else is on file. Well, I'm going to break my trend today and come to the council meeting to offer my compliments to the Public Works Department. They're patching these potholes faster than I can complain about them now. So
we will make sure that does not happen again, sir.
So I do want to offer them my thanks, and they're doing a great job. And the council's doing a fairly decent job also, in my opinion. I would really like to see a casino in this town. They have one down in Dawson, and it probably pretty much covers everything that city needs, you know, for building state up. If you had a little casino in this town, you could probably start lowering the property taxes and various taxes instead of trying to figure out what can we tax next. We got to tax something. We got to get our hand in these residents' pockets. You know, a casino, you know, you got casinos already running in this town. You've had them running in here at different places since I come here. You know, I went to the old casinos over here and on what, Fifth Street or something back in the 70s. Just like Las Vegas, they even had the girls with their little tutus on bringing you cigarettes and snacks and free drinks, you know. And it's still going on in this city, and probably everybody in here knows there if they haven't been down there to do a little gambling, you know. Make it legitimate where everybody can do it, all above board and above table, and get some of the taxes from that. You know, set precedent. Be the first town in the state to have some open gambling. You know, I'd love to go down and play roulette or blackjack or, you know, pull the slot machines. Income, you know, just even through all the COVID and everything, Las Vegas certainly didn't go broke. Anyway, you guys keep up the good work, and I'm going to check out the lights over on the old east tonight because it's dark, and I'm going to be out a little bit later, so I'm going to hopefully I get to see them.
Mr. Burbridge, I'm glad the statute of limitations has expired, especially with the deputy police officer, chief police officer in the behind you there. Are there any questions for Mr. Burbridge?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Valerie Therrien. Ms. Therrien, please state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Sure, Valerie Therrien, 665 10th Avenue, Suite 212 in Fairbanks. Mayor Pruz and members of the City Council, I just want to encourage you to work on the ordinance dealing with incentives for building property owners to be able to invest money in the city and have a rebate or a tax waiver for a period of time so that we can encourage more building in the city. I was just reading in the paper today about the Borealis suite that the state has built to provide more housing to the community, but we still need more housing, especially for our young. And we tried to do this before, and it didn't pass, but I know that the Assembly is also looking into this, and I think that we can all work together and encourage more housing construction in the city. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Ms. Therrien? Thank you very much. You have a good evening.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk, is there anyone signed up online?
No, sir.
Is there anyone in the gallery who would like to give 3 minutes of discussion? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Madam Clerk.
We are at approval of the agenda and consent agenda. Consent agenda items are indicated by asterisks. Consent agenda items are considered together unless a council member requests that the item be returned to the general agenda. Ordinances on the approved consent agenda are automatically advanced to the next regular meeting for second reading and public hearing. All other items on the approved consent agenda are passed as final.
Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Is there a second from Mr. Marney? Does any council member wish to pull any items from the consent agenda? Seeing no objection? Yeah.
Out.
Really?
Yep.
It's such a thick agenda.
Come on. That you'd miss it.
Which
Let's
one?
Talk about 6290, 12A.
12A.
Yes, thank you.
Is there anything else? Okay. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Madam Clerk.
The consent agenda approved the regular meeting minutes of August 12th and August 26th, 2024. It also approved the memorandum of the appointment of 2024 election officials. It accepted the Fairbanks Diversity Council meeting minutes of June 11th, 2024. Returning to the general agenda at the top of page 2 were special orders. The Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following alcohol license applications for renewal. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. For license number 710, doing business as Mecca Bar, license 4816, doing business as Mayan Palace, and license number 5266, doing business as Fushimi.
Do I hear a motion to waive protest on the alcohol renewal application licenses? Mr. Marty, is there a second? Ms. Sprinkle, is there any citizen wishing to talk or speak on these alcohol license applications? If so, please come up, give your name and address, and you'll be given 3 minutes. Seeing none, closed. Council, Ms. Sprinkle.
If we say or vote yes, that's voting on all of them, correct?
You can separate them out if you want.
I would like to pull out license number 710.
710. Is there a second to that?
I don't second. I just to listen to it.
Okay. We have a motion, a second. Discussion on the motion to pull that. Not the discussion on the property, just motion to pull. Seeing none, discussion is closed. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
So essentially, this is a motion to divide the question by pulling out the Mecca Bar and
yes, it is.
Considering it separately.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Marney?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We'll go to that one right now. License number 710, Mecca Bar Dispensary License, JRB Inc. at owner at 549 2nd Avenue. Is there anyone here? Well, we've already had a discussion from the public. Ms. Sprinkle, you brought up the motion.
I don't know. I just have a heartache over, first of all, no one's here to represent this, and I know that has caused concern in the past. This particular license is attached to a property, I think, that is problematic to the downtown, and I myself witnessed something very disturbing last week. For that property owner to say, we don't know what's happening, we can't be, we can't police that situation, I just found it really, really disturbing, and I don't think they should have an easy approval. I think we should do more work with this license.
Any other discussion? Mr. Marnie?
Well, I know last year I raised my concerns on this particular liquor license, but the number of complaints were like 6 pages. It was almost as bad as what we dealt with last meeting with South Cushman, Circle K. So they've done a remarkable job cleaning, you know, 6 pages down to 33, I think it is. So that's one comment that I have.
Mr. Clayworth.
In the past, when this license has come up, I've always declared a conflict of interest because our business is immediately adjacent to it. And we're very familiar with this license. And there would be, I think, financial incentives to be gained if it were to go away, to be blunt. So I've always, in the last 2 go-rounds, declared a conflict and sat out on the vote. I just don't want to be anybody to think I have something to gain by this. So
Ms. Rogers. Well, hold it. Mr. Clayworth, do you own any portion of this license?
No, I don't own
a Is anyone in your family?
No.
Are you a frequent visitor?
No.
I deem you have no conflict of interest.
No.
Ms. Rogers.
Okay, I'm glad Mr. Marnie brought up that there is an improvement. However, I agree with Ms. Sprinkle that it's always disappointing when we don't have persons who are involved on the other side of the discussion or the issue not coming in to talk with us. The only way we can work through some of these concerns that constituents bring to our attention is if we're all working on it together. And so I just want to express that it is disappointing to not have someone here to speak to it.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
And the motion is to waive protest on license 710 only. Mr. Clayworth?
No.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
No.
Ms. Sprinkle?
No.
Ms. Rogers?
Could you please read the question? I'm sorry, I was curious.
It's okay. The motion is to waive protest on the renewal of license 710. A yes vote would waive protest. For just only the one, yeah.
Okay, the motion to waive protest.
May I change my vote?
Yes, you may.
I vote no.
Motion to waive protest is defeated by a vote of 1-4. I believe now comes the attorney to say, what are we protesting, or what is the reason?
Yeah, so thank you, Mayor. Fairbanks General Code Section 14215 gives guidance on how the City Council reviews licenses for renewal. And that section of the code includes a lot of considerations that council might take up. Among those are the character of the surrounding neighborhood and whether the issued license adversely impacts health, welfare, public safety of the neighborhood. There's a bunch of other things here, but essentially by not waiving the protest, we put in play an action that I believe the clerk can help me out on this. But when is AMCO's timeline on this?
I think on this one, it's the 1st of October, so we still have one more council meeting between now and then.
Ms. Tidwell, you're on the Planning Commission. Would you start bringing us through findings of fact? I think we should put some findings of fact on the waiving of protest. You have to have a reason. What are your reasons?
I wish that there was somebody here from this business that
we're looking for findings of fact. Is there Ms. Sprinkle? This was your.
But I do see that this entity presents a lot of negative impact on the businesses it surrounds. It impacts the.
So one of the findings of fact is the negative influence that it provides to the surrounding businesses.
For okay. Starters, yes, absolutely. Okay.
But we usually try and have three findings of fact on something like this.
All right.
Is there Mr. Marty?
Well, my concern is our two downtown offices or officers are, I think Mr. Or Officer James is gone. I know Officer Elsie is gone. But with those two gentlemen gone and not patrolling 2nd Street any longer, I think the problem will persist, if not get worse.
So how would you express that as a finding of fact?
Good question.
Mr. Clayworth.
Normally, Mayor, I think the protocol would be that the legal department tries to work up findings of fact after communicating, but I've never known at a council meeting for us to come up with the findings of fact immediately that I can remember.
He will do that, but he needs some input from the council.
Yeah.
And if it would be helpful, Mayor, I note that the clerk has just put up Section 14-178, and Section 14-178 of the Fairbanks General Code is the section that deals with the renewal of alcohol license. As I mentioned, there's a enumerated list. Character and public interest as surrounding neighborhood is among those.
Okay.
So if council members want to review that list, that might help guide.
So, and Lonnie brought up number two, actual and potential law enforcement problems, including proximity of the premises to law enforcement stations and patrols. Okay.
And Mayor, if I may, because the vote has already been taken on whether to waive protest, the mayor is correct. Legal department can help council work up findings of fact. And because we have one more meeting at the end of September before the state's AMCO will consider this license, if folks want to reconsider, that's an option. If we want to take it up at the second meeting again, that's an option. So there's a lot of options here. There's general code that will guide you in that, and then legal department can help support council in that.
What is the time frame for reconsideration being submitted on this?
So we have the standard 24 hours on the vote, and then we'll be able to, as I understand it, we'll have one more meeting to, if we want to take up this vote again, and between now and next meeting, I can help council work up findings of fact or help with your position.
So this vote can be brought up at our next meeting for reconsideration, is what you're saying?
The reconsideration will be 24 hours, but okay. if after looking at this and looking at the Fairbanks General Code, if a council member wants to bring up a motion to waive, they could do that, of course, at the next meeting. Clerk, can you help support me on procedure here?
Yes. So the council can also do a reconsideration in the same meeting if it wishes. The problem is right now, the issue right now is that the vote has already been taken. So it's done unless the council does something else. So if there's a if the council wishes to postpone this item to the next meeting, then the item would need to be reconsidered and then postponed with direction to the city attorney if you wish him to draft findings of fact.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. What I'm trying to do is give you all the options that you have. You know, once we adjourn this meeting, you have 24 hours to file a reconsideration. Other than that, if not, you can vote for reconsideration right now and vote to postpone. Those are your options, so. Ms. Rogers.
Well, I was the only one who voted yes to waive protest. Just to be helpful with your understandings, the rest of the council, I feel that we have opportunity to continue conversation with the owners of this place, and that, as Mr. Marnie stated in his comments, there's vast improvement here, and if we're considering postponing and reconsideration, my thoughts are is that's my course of action is that I agree with is that we need to continue working together in order to make progress.
Is anyone of the four who voted in the majority wanting to have a vote of reconsideration at this time? Seeing none, we move on. Okay, next we're up with the Mayan Palace and the license number 4816 and license 5266 to Fushimi. Any discussion on that, Council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to waive protest on those two liquor license renewals only, Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad? I'm sorry, he's not here. Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Motion to waive protest passes by a vote of 5-0. Madam Clerk.
We're at item B of special orders. The Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following marijuana license application for renewal. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. There's just one license here, license 10589, doing business as Nature's Relief.
Do I hear a motion to waive protest on the marijuana license renewal application? Is there a second? By Ms. Tidwell. Is there any citizen here wishing to speak on the marijuana license renewal application? If so, please come forward and you'll have 3 minutes as a public discourse. Come on, Kelly, you're here.
My name's Kelly Pascal. I'm the owner of 503 7th Avenue, but I'm not the licensee. My wife is. So
you have upper management.
So yeah, I'm the landlord. So I just wanted to say I think Nature's Relief has been a good community member for the last 6 years. I think we're an integral part of the downtown community. I think that we've showed a vast improvement in the property, and I'm really proud of the job that my wife has done with that business, and I wanted to thank the council for waiving our input, whatever you call it. And that's about it. Thank you. Nope, you're not going to let me get away.
Ms. Rogers.
It's just open for discussion now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can know, actually, it's question for him.
Oh.
Mr. Kelly.
I just wanted to make some compliments.
How long ago did you purchase this facility?
So we purchased the building in 2016. We got licensed in August of 2018.
And you've continually made improvements to the property throughout your ownership of this
business. We have. We purchased the neighboring derelict cabin and demoed it in 2020, I believe. to maybe 21.
Yeah. We've talked about many times, and I've just always complimented you, but you also specialize in holistic and medical-style marijuana.
We do. We do. We feel that cannabis is a good alternative for emotional and physical pain, and it offers a good alternative to big pharma. And I personally have used cannabis to do pain management, and I find it a good alternative for opiates.
Looking at your public safety report here, the following 2 years you've had two items, but for that area, that's quite low in nature.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of our ability to take care of our problems in-house. Yeah.
Are there any other questions? Yes, Mr. Marnie.
Well, you know, Kelly, we're looking at downtown economic development. Is there something that we could have done to help you along the last years that would help that remodel go along a lot easier as a business owner?
I think the building department could have been a little bit more responsive, maybe a little bit more cooperative with, being able to work with us a little bit better. It seems to me, I know Mr. Pruse is a realtor and I am as well, it seems like the building department is a deterrent for construction downtown rather than an asset, rather than a resource that could help people to further develop downtown. I think that there are some good models out there that we could look at, such as Oregon has got a really good building department policy. And I approached it with Mayor Matherly several years ago and encouraged him to look at Oregon's building department policies and how they foster development.
So do you recall what that cost you, tipping fees wise, to take those two cabins down? And did you pay tipping fees out at the borough?
It was just one.
Just one.
Mm-hmm. And we used a private contractor, and I believe he put the majority of this stuff on his property.
Yeah. Okay, so he didn't go through the borough.
He didn't go through the borough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You described to me who your general contractor was, sir.
Pardon me?
You described to me who your general contractor was, which is why you brought down the price cost considerably.
It did, it did.
And who was that person?
I can't remember
who it was. Your wife.
My wife was the general contractor, yes. Yes, sir, she was, yeah.
Ms. Rogers.
Okay. Question now, and that is, what prompted you to make development in downtown rather than another location?
It was a serendipitous decision. So we had the property, and it was being rented out, and it was just a kind of a sweet little cubby spot where we were able to open a cannabis store there, and we believed in cannabis as a natural medicine.
Well, I'm aware of the house. I was born and raised here, and I lived off of Noble Street and off of Cushman at various times when I was quite young. And so that house is real familiar to me in its very original form. But aside from the house itself, just downtown in general, do you have some aspirations for downtown? Do you have long-range ideas of what downtown should be? What prompted you to do this downtown rather than some other corner of the community?
So I was born and raised in Fairbanks, and I have a deep community roots here, and I really believe that Fairbanks has a bright future, and I just didn't like the direction that it was going. Well, actually, I did like the direction it was going. I felt that, the bar cleanup was a good thing. My parents owned the French Quarter, back when they bought it from Brian West. I've got some deep community roots here. So I just recently purchased 510 Noble, so I think I'm going to open another business there. So.
Are there any other questions? Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate your time and coming and testifying this. Your grilling is over. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to waive protest on the marijuana license renewal, Ms. Rogers?
Here. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not really here. It's been a busy day. I'm so sorry. Oh, yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Cleaworth?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Okay, the motion to waive protest passes by a vote of 5-0. Madam Clerk?
We're at Mayor's comments and report.
I have no comments or report tonight. Madam Clerk?
Council member comments.
Mr. Ringstead? Oh, that's right. He's out hunting. Mr. Marnie?
I think I'll just wait till the second round. Thank you.
Ms. Tidwell?
Nothing at the moment.
Ms. Sprinkle?
I'll wait.
Ms. Rogers? Mr. Cleaworth?
Well, I'll say something. You know, Victor's been up here twice talking about casinos, and unless state law changes, that can't happen in Fairbanks. So your input would be more towards your interior delegation, your legislators, than to us. In the past, I know when that's come up in Juneau, you have some very strange alliances. Those who are the recipients of poll tabs and bingo and all feel that casino gambling would take away from that. Whether it would or not, I don't have a clue. But I remember listening to the dialogues, and it was quite fascinating. But it really is a call of Juneau and not us at all. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk?
There is no unfinished business this evening, and there's one item under new business that was pulled. That's ordinance number 6290, amending the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Fairbanks and the Fairbanks Firefighter Union, IAFF Local 1324, to add community paramedic and training captain positions, introduced by Mayor Pruse.
Ms. Sprinkle, you pulled this.
Is this something new to, have we talked about this in a work session? Okay, I just wanted a little background or a little.
Well, you've
a little kiss, a little
we've
something.
Already approved the community paramedic in our budget last year. We approved the position. Now you're finally seeing it come in.
Is it
now also at the same time, the training captain position used to be as a assignment for a captain, and now we're redirecting that. That'll be an assistant chief. And so that'll actually be a $2,000 salary savings. No? I'll let the chief of staff handle this one. Go ahead there, sir.
Sorry, I was just saying that not an assistant chief, it's a captain position.
Okay, as captain, yeah. So anyway,
so
yes.
Is the community paramedic staying in the mayor's office? Is that where that was supposed to go?
No, we're putting it in the fire station.
So that is a change.
Yeah, it got interesting. It started out over there. I didn't like the way they were addressing it. So I pulled it. So we were going to do it. And I met with them, and I gave them 1 month to figure this out, or I will do it. We're not wasting any more time. And everyone got together, and we figured it out.
Okay. That's really why I pulled this, because it looked like it was different that way.
You know, it's just time to get it done, and everyone's in agreement of getting it done. So I gave one more chance, and it worked. Any other discussion? Is there a motion to advance? I'm sorry, we should have done that.
Motion to advance.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Mr. Cleaworth?
We funded this position in the budget, but it, as of yet, has not been filled. Would that be correct?
That's correct.
Okay. The other position here, the training captain, if at some point the chief decided, no, we don't want to do that, we want to use the captain on the line, go back to a regular shift, do we have that right?
That's not how we've We've been doing it, we've been working on this as a 40-hour Monday through Friday type position rather than somebody that goes on and off the line. The problems that we had before was because that person was going on and off the line. Not sure if that helps.
Mr. Martin.
So, Mike, are we going to, this is a created position, are we going to take people that are already serving as a captain into this new role, or are we going to hire from outside?
We are, so that there's a couple things going on simultaneously. So they're about to be able to promote some new captains, so that'll bring it in. If nobody takes this job, which there's a good chance that they won't, then we'll hire outside.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Clearworth, your light is on, sir. Ms. Sprinkle, your light is on.
Oh, sorry, I'm not paying attention.
Seeing none, Madam, no more conversation. Madam Clerk, would you please call on the motion to advance?
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clearworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ordinance 6290 advances to the next meeting for a second reading. Madam Clerk?
We're at committee reports and council member comments.
Ms. Sprinkle?
The Riverfront Commission will meet, I believe, next week. We've not met quorum 2 times in a row, so hopefully it'll be a done deal next week. That's all I got.
Ms. Rogers?
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and use this as an opportunity to speak about the comments I was thinking a little while ago, which was not in the best location for those comments. But we have had a lot of discussion, and Ms. Sprinkle has gone to a lot of extra efforts to bring information to us about our community and the properties that are considered blight. And also there's been a lot of discussion about the avenues that we would take in order to remedy. It's not an easy subject. It's not an easy solution. Nothing about it is easy, but I'm thinking that if we take the opportunity of highlighting those businesses or homes, properties that are being developed in a way that brings a fresh new face to some of our older properties in our community, and we highlight those so that the ones that are a bit more difficult as far as the comments that we get about people just either crashing in those places or just tourists driving by. We get comments from people in all different perspectives. But we have opportunity with a business right here that was before us this evening that has refreshed that property in many, many ways. And if we highlight those accomplishments rather than, I'm going to use the word harping because it seems like a lot of our discussion is starting to be that way. It's not necessarily getting us anyplace. And I would think that if we take the positive view of highlighting those persons and owners and renters and anybody who's associated with a particular property, that there's a lot of wonderful older homes and older properties in our community. Not all of them are big. Some of them are just little tiny cabins or whatever, but they're beautifully refinished by people. And so thinking about their conversation and the sense of pride that I heard and saw in facial expression and everything about the work that they had done on this, I think that's going to be far more beneficial for us to spend our time focusing on highlighting the accomplishments of persons that are going in the direction that we would hope everyone would. There's my comments. I'm here, by the way.
Well, Mr. Clearworth.
Thank you, Mayor. We have all received a copy of a letter from former Assembly member Karen Parr, and I'm going to hazard a guess that the National Police Association is not something we support. Is that correct? Or I'm trying to get, did you see the letter, Mike? You didn't see it, okay.
No, I'm not sure what you're talking about, sorry.
Okay, did you see it, Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, maybe we could ask, I mean, if this is a scam, I wanted to go out that we know that this is going around, but if it's not a scam, then we should find that out too.
Deputy Chief Sweet, do you want to comment on that communication?
We can give him a moment if you want to go around for other council members.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, I heard you on the radio last week. I think it was last week. And
I think this is a scam.
You were out on Trainer Gate Road, and it was during school hours, and looked like you were controlling traffic out there. So I just wanted to follow through and see how successful that was. Because I know Deputy Chief Sweet was there, and I think Captain Werner was there. How'd that go?
You know, it was a very eye-opening, interesting experience for me, I must tell you. And I want to thank Representative Will Stapp for bringing it to my attention of the conditions on that road and the morning traffic. He's working with a group of people, and he gave me a call on a Wednesday morning, and I sent in they're having a meeting on Wednesday evening, so I sent in Bob Pristash to the meeting because I had other things to do. And so the next morning, I talked to Bob about traffic calming, what we could do there. And we're opening up more lighting. We've ordered the lighting. We expedited the lighting. The lighting should be, the new light should be here to amplify the light area there by 3 to 4 times power. We've also sent in Public Works to cut down the intersection there at Farewell and Trainer Gate to open it up for more visual. The best thing to do to calm it was I went to talk to the police chief, and he assigned a patrol officer there. So I was there, and I was there with Captain Werner on Friday, and I just thought to myself, you know, I don't do anything from 7:30 to 8. So I had Public Works put together a slow sign for me. It's a slow, it's like a stop sign, but it's a slow. So I made the commitment to be on that street at the intersection of Trainer Gate and E through September, just put into a traffic calming pattern. And you know, when you start out your morning by waving good morning to 400 cars, you're just gonna have a good day. And we you know, I talked with Deputy Chief Sweet. He was there this morning too, and so I had a good conversation with him. But also what it allowed him to do with me standing there, the traffic this very much slowing down now, and I've gotten many people thanking us for that. But also it allows, like Deputy Chief Sweet, he went back and went through Hamilton Acres and Shannon Park, that area. So it extends his availability to do work. And he drops off a child there in the morning. So it just works. And what we're going to do, it's not going to happen until next year. It's too late for us to do it this year. But we're going to put in, they're not speed bumps, but what we did over there at the school district building. We're going to put in, Bob will design them and put them in locations to slow down the traffic. The way he described it to me was it's a landing strip. Between 7:30 and 8 o'clock every morning, you have all the students and all the buses going up Trainer Gate to go to school. You have people going on base to start work. You have people coming off base to end work. And then you have students crossing Trainer Gate. I just took a look at this and said, man, it's a fun way to start your morning by waving good morning to 400 vehicles, and it's working. Ms. Sprinkle.
We used to have something called safety patrol. You know, I had a little belt. I was proud to be part of that, but it helped kids cross streets and make visual.
You know,
do they have that?
They have a gentleman there, and you know, I looked at this and I said, he's taking his life into his own hands doing this because of the speed that people go down that road. I mean, it's just a straight stretch for 2/3 of a mile, you know, and they're not slowing down to 20 miles an hour like they should, you know, a lot of them. So we have to do something else. And my thought is, you know, with the police officers being out there, it calms the traffic, it slows it down. Maybe it stops one person from getting hurt. Maybe it stops a little bit of road rage. Maybe it stops someone from getting a traffic ticket. You know, it's just nothing but positive. So, not freezing to death yet. What the heck? Ms. Rogers.
I was just going to reiterate here on this comment of the safety patrol. Right here at Main School, when I was in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I walked the kindergarten students across Cushman. With my sign and my little red jacket and my belt and all that sort of stuff, you know. And I think that anything that we could do that brings more humane picture of this, because you're talking about speed and so on and so forth, people get used to after a while that there are going to be.
And I've noticed, I've very much noticed the slowing down. I mean, it's very, very deliberate now. And so it's working, and there's a traffic, there's a crossing guard there, does a great job, and you know, I just looked at the same man. He that first day, I thought this guy's taking his life into his hands, but it's much better now. Hopefully, it'll continue that way. But made a commitment for through September, I'm there, something to do, had my coffee, dog has had his walk. What the heck? Go do something. So, anyway.
So are we saying then that when it gets cold, we're pulling back our.
Got to figure that one out. You know, by then we'll have
the
more lights
there.
We might have police there. You know, it's something that, you know, needs to be rectified by more than one item.
Yeah.
And so we will see how it goes. You know, I've committed for September. We'll see what happens in October.
I have no idea. And, well, if you get some jackets, Sue and I will go out.
Yeah. But, you know, I got in my car, I got this sign with about a 7-foot pole. It fits in the car, in my mini SUV. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's just a great way to start a day by waving the Fairbanksons every morning. And, you know, I wave to them all, and I get half the people wave back, you know.
No.
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, all the bus drivers, I give a big thumbs up to, and now they're starting to get on their microphones as they drive by and say, you know, good morning, Mayor Pruse, or thank you, and stuff like that. They got these speakers. I didn't know that one. Discovered that one this morning. So it's just something to do that I can do. So I just started it. You know, it's if you're going to do something, you do it. And I just want to really thank Will Stapp for Representative Stapp for letting me know of the issue. And, you know, what I realized, what the city's superpower is, we have a superpower, and it's being able to immediately go in and take care of items like this. Mm-hmm. Immediate. There's no bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. You know, I went down and saw the engineer tell me what's there, went and saw the chief of police, Captain Warner, Deputy Chief Sweet, myself, Public Works, and within one day we had a plan. Rapid intervention. And the city of Fairbanks can do that. So, anyway.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Ms. Go ahead, Deputy. You know, I haven't seen you since this morning.
I know, it's been so long. as far as the National Police Association, I have no idea who that is. I'm just doing a Google search. Looks like there's a number of potential scam alerts to it. If it's asking for money, I don't know what it would ask for. I know we organizations like COPS, Concern of Police Survivors, is an organization that we use for training. It's national, and also there's state. It's down in Anchorage. They have a state office that seems more legitimate. I just have no idea who the National Police Association is. And I think the letter is saying that it's warning for a scam. And some of the Google searches are saying the same thing. So it's just interesting. So I have no idea who it is. We'd have to do some more research into it to find out who it was. And it may exist. I mean, someone says it may actually exist, but as far as a charitable organization, it may not be the one that you would use. It could be, yeah, without knowing the actual mailing. I mean, this is somebody just bringing attention to it. But at this point, I would say no, we would not donate anything to an organization we're not fully aware of. And again, the police department has never, as far as I know, we've never had anything that association with the National Police Association.
Mr. Clayworth, any other comments or items?
No, thank you on that. I'll give Karen a phone call then.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Martin, any other?
Well, you did so well. I would like to see that program go to other schools because I, you know, I'm right a block from Denali in 10th Avenue, not only in the morning, but when the kids get out at 3 and the parents are running late, it's 30, 40 miles an hour down 10th. So I know we're stretched, but I think we're missing a source of revenue because people don't see police officers out enough because we're understaffed. And so speeding tickets are something we can handle.
Yeah, I put out the speeding tickets. We use the state statute. They are, fines are doubled into 6 points automatically, no matter how fast you're going. So the public needs to realize that the state takes it pretty serious in a school zone. It also, all citations have a maximum limitation of $300, with the exception of active work zones and school zones. And then if there's any safety zones, I know safety zones you'll see down in Anchorage quite a bit, usually in the high traffic areas. But for school zones, if it's an active school zone going that does not have the $300 limit, it's automatically 6 points and the fines are doubled.
Okay. Ms. Tidwell.
I do apologize. I had a page with a bunch of notes on it that I was going to bring that I didn't bring. I did go to the Economic Development Commission special meeting last week that the mayor called. We had the ordinance 2024-21 referred to us, which was their tax incentive ordinance. That did go to the commission after lengthy conversation. We did pass that for referral back to the assembly. It will be for specifically for units, 5 or more units with 3 bedrooms, at least. There was a lot of data showing all the units that were brought in possibly from the last tax incentive. Most of those ended up being 2-bedroom or 1-bedroom even. So this one is going to be restricted to larger family units. And one of the things we did implement an amendment was to provide a specific application period so that maybe it's a little less wonky going through their department so they can get it basically the assessed values in time before they do their budget. So that would be, I think, the approval to no later than April. But that will be going back to the assembly for approval, so we'll see where that goes. And on that note, I really am looking forward to us working on the ones that we've been working on here. And something that we weren't provided with that I would really like to see when we get around to it is hearing from builders and investors that, yes, this is going to work. This would be enough for me to make the decision to build in the city. So I think that's a really important piece to those ordinances. So, but it is going back to them for approval.
Thank you very much. Madam Clerk.
I do not have a report this evening. Does the city attorney?
No report. Just as always, thank you everybody for your commitment to community.
Okay, next is executive session. Mr. Clearworth, you want to bring us into executive session, please?
Move to go into executive session, discuss 2 items, PSEA labor negotiations and the Fairbanks Firefighters Union labor negotiations as well.
Is there a second? Okay, we will, any objection? Seeing none, we'll reconvene at 7:30.
City Council met in executive session, discussed 2 labor contracts of the police and fire department and dispatch. No formal action taken.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second? Any objection? Seeing none, we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.